presence in this place. We thank you right now for the glory of the Lord that is transforming our hearts from the inside out. As we prepare to eat today together in the Word of God, let's be reminded that we all bring pieces to the table that enable the kingdom realm to be transformed around us. We decree, as we go through today, we're going to be spending time looking at the apostolic prophetic ministry that is not only needed, but we're going to be saying some strong things today about leadership in this nation. Not leadership in a governmental sense, but leadership in the body of Christ. And we need, more than any time ever, we need the apostolic and the prophetic to come together and be leading the body of Christ. More than ever before, we need an apostolic and prophetic people that will continue to build up the body into maturity. Amen. All the way through the book of Acts, it says this, is that the church is built upon apostles and prophets. And let me be clear, it's not built upon men. It's built upon apostles and prophets that are both operating under the anointing of being a woman or a man on the earth today. We're going to take a journey today. We're going to look at hoisting our sails and enabling the body of Christ to become mature. We do nothing in ministry. We do nothing in the body that is for serving leadership. The body is to be lifted and built and encouraged and built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And leadership's one desire is to build the body strong. If we have a strong body, the world will be empowered through the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to take a journey. We're going to go from all the way from Tishbe all the way through to Zion. We're going to talk about the life and the story of Elijah the prophet. And we're going to be looking at how that can apply to us today in this very place we are in. Whether it's in Tanzania, whether it is in Buenos Aires, whatever it is, wherever you are around the world, we need the Holy Spirit to lead us. Amen. No program, no entertainment, no flash thing, no smoke machine, nothing at all can replace the need in this hour for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And so I'm going to invite some sons who are fathers. You know, across the body right now, I'm going to say some strong things today. Across the body of Christ now, right now, we have a lot of brothers leading the body, where we need to have fathers leading the body. If we look in the Bible, brothers didn't lead. They weren't enabled to, but only a father can come and lead. And so right across the earth right now, we're praying this morning, we're praying for apostolic fathers and prophetic fathers, apostolic mothers and prophetic mothers to be placed into communities to help them be transformed from the inside out. One of my great heroes of the faith, Greg Beckenham, an Australian Baptist minister, says this: in every single community on earth is all the giftings and callings you need because the Holy Spirit is present.
Yes.
And so we're going to take a journey today, but I want to invite some sons who are fathers, who are being transformed from the renewing of their mind, to share a piece. We must understand that we haven't got it all together, one person. We must be a people that are actually transitioning together. And so whether you are one day old in the faith or whether you are 10 decades old in the faith, we believe that everyone has a part to play. Whether they have been discipled or discipling, they have a part to play and they have a piece to add. And so we're going to welcome some sons. So I want to welcome Dave as he comes and shares his piece this morning. Amen.
Hey family, how are we? So I believe that this has been a season for us to slow down from the busyness of life, which has allowed us to listen more to the Father's voice and His heartbeat, to align ourselves to His direction and map for our life. For myself, it's been a life-changing 3 months of slowing down and actually taking back time to recognize who as well as what's important. I encourage you to take the time to stop, reflect, and seek Yahweh. Write it down and be amazed at what He has done in your life over this season. So it's been a season of repair, for maintenance, for preparation on us as the vessel. Our boat has been checked for leaks so that we are watertight. Our mast and boom arms are secured and there is no cracks or fractures. Our rigging is checked over and prepared. Our sails have been thoroughly inspected and checked to take the winds. Our navigation equipment is tuned in. Supplies are on board, ready for the journey. The preparation is done. Loosen the ropes. Raise the anchor. Hoist our sails. Let our sails catch the winds to propel us forward. Lead the waters of the bay. Guide us into deep, open waters, knowing that we are sure-footed and confident in preparation that has occurred in us for the journey ahead. And Father, I just thank you that we are the vessels that you have been so lovingly working in. Yes, thank you that we are, that you have prepared us, that you have released us in Jesus' name, being prepared for the next journey ahead, knowing that you have gone before us and already redeemed us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dave. Whoa. Oh, we're going to have some fun today in the Holy Ghost, and we're just going to enable him to teach us as we move forward. There's never been an hour in history more needed of the prophetic word of God. And we're not talking about a prophetic word that attracts a crowd. We're talking about the prophetic word that enables a world to be built. And so we are saying today that we want to come into the fullness of who Christ has called us to be. And we want you to come into the fullness of who Christ has called you to be.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3. We've been hanging in Ephesians for about 6 years now. And Ephesians 3 says this, is that you have access through Christ Jesus to the fullness of God himself. Amen. And that the fullness of God would dwell in you. The height, the breadth, the depth. Every part of who he is you have access to this morning. And so we want to go on a journey today. I want to give you some landing spots, some landmarks in your word. So if you've got a pen, paper, a phone, a Bible, whatever you use, bless you in the use of that to bring glory to the King. And so if you want to grab 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 Kings chapter 17, that would be awesome. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, and then we'll see what else happens if we go somewhere else. Amen?
Come on.
Amen. And so I want to speak a few things out quickly about what is happening around in this very time around the world and what the world needs in terms of a transformative body that is not coming to a building or a venue or an event, but are actually transformed so they can actually go into the earth and they can start to bring sons and daughters into the kingdom realm. We don't want to bring people into the church. That's a good thing. We want to bring people into an experience of who Jesus is so they can be the church on the earth.
Yeah, amen.
You know, a lot's being said right now. We've said a little bit about things a few months ago when the Lord started to release some prophetic things around what the future looks like here in this nation, Australia. You can, if you're watching around the world today, you can take and you can apply this as the Holy Spirit leads you to your context. But what I want to say quickly is this, is that every single local body is different. Every single local body has a different mandate and a mission from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we can't just take tools, we can't just take rhythms, we can't just take protocols from another place and try and transplant them into our place and see them work. We need to seek the Lord for his perfect plan for every local body. So yes, there are going to be things that you can take and you can ask the Holy Spirit, show me how to do that in our context. But this morning I'm coming with a word for our community as we move forward into the days ahead, which are going to be incredibly glorious days.
Amen.
There might be some trial on the earth, there might be some trouble coming, but we decree that we have Christ Jesus in us. And so we're going to walk through trial and we're going to walk through tribulation with joy and peace and rest.
Yes.
Because that's what we're called to.
Amen.
You know, in Ephesians 4 it says this, is that the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and the teachers are all graces given to the body of Christ to build them up into maturity. Mm-hmm. And what we've been learning over the last few years is this. Really, the essence of what those graces are for is to bring the body into a state of peace and rest.
Yeah, amen.
That's what they're for. They're not so we can do more Christian activity. Mm-hmm. They're for us to come into a place of rest and peace. Mm-hmm. So we live and steward from that place.
Yes.
And so we're going to begin a bit of a journey today. I want to release something about the prophetic because in the days ahead, there's going to be much being done. But I sense that I want to call to the body in this region and in this nation, more than anything right now, we should not be resetting ourselves to the program. We should not be resetting ourselves to what it was before. We should be seeking the face of Yahweh and understanding what the prophetic word is for our community.
Yes.
The prophetic word is for your family and the prophetic word is for yourself. Without the prophetic word, Paul says to his son, who was an apostle as well, Timothy, who went on to lead the greatest church, the biggest church in the world at Ephesus, he says this to him. He says, listen, Timothy, you need to stir up the prophetic promises that have been spoken over you. And if you don't do that, you'll become shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Without the prophetic word of God, we become shipwrecked. Without the prophetic promises of God running in our lives, without us contending for those things, we become shipwrecked. So the program won't do it. The slick service won't do it. The prophetic word of God will do it.
Yeah. Amen.
And so let's be a people that instead of trying to get something flashy and something that looks cool and something that's relevant, let's be a people that seek the prophetic word of God and run with that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to say something this morning. I don't coin any phrase the Holy Spirit gives me. You won't see me put my name next to a phrase and then put it on Facebook. I believe it's His word and He can do what He wants with it. If you do that, bless you. Prophecy is not prediction or persuasion, but it is permission to forecast the weather ahead of time for sons and daughters.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. Prophecy is not prediction or persuasion. It is permission to forecast the weather ahead of time for sons and daughters.
Wow.
And as a community, as an individual, Paul said this. Yes, he wants you to speak in tongues. Yes, he wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But more than anything, he wants you to prophesy. Because he knew that if you could get into the realm of prophecy or the word prophetess in the Greek, you could literally start to create worlds with God that enable people to become sons and daughters. You could literally step into a realm of the unseen places and release the impossible into the possible.
Yes.
This is not some gimmick or trick that gets you a full schedule of ministry for the next 2 years. This is a grace from the Holy Spirit that is given to build up His body that enables His people to take His word to the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Come on.
True prophets don't see a storm and say, oh, it's going to be really stormy. True prophets, or prophetesses if you're a woman, true prophets decree the most temperate climate is coming even in the middle of the storm.
Mm.
They decree the most temperate climate is coming in this many days.
Yeah.
And so what we want is we want the true, authentic, biblical, prophetic word of God to be running in our life.
Yeah.
Many say to me, it probably doesn't exist. If you aren't seeking the gift of prophecy and allowing it to move in your life, you are being shipwrecked in your faith. I didn't say it. The Bible says it. Amen. You are being shipwrecked in your faith. We need the power of the Spirit of the living God to enable us in all ways. We're going to go on a journey today and hear about a prophet man who had the same DNA that you have right now. He was a one who was filled with the Spirit of God, who prophesied the things of God, and then enabled the world around him to come into, or was actually an invitation to come into, the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go on a journey today. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we hear about this incredible man called Elijah. And we're gonna talk about Elijah today because there's some things I want us to understand. And let's just go into 1 Kings 17 straight away. So it says this in 1 Kings 17. Now Elijah the Tishbite from the land of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word." Full stop. Amen. We can go home. We get no information about Elijah in the whole of the Bible except for one verse, which says he was a man, a Tishbite from Tishbe, from the land of Gilead. That's all we get. If you go and read the word and translate and dissect what the word of God's saying, it's saying this: Elijah was a stranger from a strange place in the middle of the wilderness. How many people want to be relevant right now and have a stage and a ministry when God is calling us in this time, as David just communicated, he's calling us in this time to be people who are only hidden in Christ? That's our greatest exposure in the body. I'm believing for so many sons and daughters to be in a Tishbe-like place, to be in a strange place, to be in an obscure place, to be in a wilderness place. And when they come onto the center stage of life, they're going to release the true prophetic word of God.
Amen.
And so we have Elijah, and if you look at it, Tishbe was in the land of Gilead. We're going to roam around there because Gilead is an awesome place. I've never been there, but maybe one day I get to go to Saudi Arabia and preach the gospel, amen, and be able to go to Gilead and stand on that mountain where Moses stood, where the rock is already split, amen. And so we have this incredible place, and this place is a monumental place in the Old Testament. We have Moses spent 40 days on that. Mount Horeb, okay, spends 40 days on Mount Horeb in Gilead. And he receives this revelatory understanding of the kingdom of God and how to lead people. And then we hear Elijah. That's where Elijah goes when he... And now see, let's get the translation right. Elijah didn't have depression. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So let's believe this morning. Right, this is a prophet of God. I've heard so much preaching on this, it's not funny. Elijah was not depressed, and he was being led where he needed to go.
Yeah.
I want to say to you this morning, you might feel like you're going the wrong direction, but you're going to end up in the right place.
Woo.
You say, how did that happen? In the kingdom realm, sometimes the fastest way to get somewhere is to stop. Amen?
Yeah.
And so we're going to take a journey today and look at Elijah and look at his life and try to understand some key things out of who he was so we can understand who we are through Christ. Amen? Okay. Amen. And so Elijah, he comes on the scene, and all we hear is he starts to prophesy. Imagine the first prophetic word you get is to prophesy to a king, there's going to be no rain.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I love what it says here, because a lot of the Old Testament, and it says this, it says by the word of God or by the word of the Lord. But here we hear Elijah say this, it's by my word. Was Elijah being arrogant? No. Elijah had found something in the wilderness experience of him and the Lord that enabled him to speak as he was speaking for God.
Yeah.
David found the same thing out in the field. So when he went to the valley of Elah, where Goliath was, he could speak the things of heaven into a place of chaos.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ himself, he gets baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. The Spirit of God falls upon him. The Father says, "This is my Son, whom I'm very well pleased in." And then he's led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. And he comes out in the power of the Spirit.
Mm.
And then his ministry lights up the whole cosmos.
Mm.
You see, there's something very, very unique about being in a place of restriction. On Wednesday night, we had our men's community, and the men were we did this activity where we drew a map of what we wanted to experience in God. And the Holy Spirit dropped this word into my spirit. He said, "I want you to go on a restrication." And I looked that word up. It's not in the dictionary, so I'm going to make it right now from the Lord. It's called restrication. What it means is this: go on a vacation with the Lord and allow Him to restrict things in you so He can speak through you. Allow Him to restrict things in you so that He can speak through you.
Mm-hmm.
We would think in the world we live in the entertainment world, in the fame world that we live in, that prophesying to a king would get you an incredible increase. And what it does is this: you have to have eyes to see what the Spirit is saying. Elijah is increases this. He gets to go to the place, the brook of Kereth. He gets to go there, and then he gets to stay there. He doesn't go to the palace. He doesn't go to some prominent place. He goes to the brook of Kereth. And the word Kereth in the Hebrew, it means the place where you get cut on. The place where you are restricted even more. And he was fed, wasn't he? He was fed by ravens three times a day. I want to say something right now. Ravens in the Old Testament were an unclean bird. You weren't supposed to touch them, eat them, or anything like that. But I want to say something to you right now. The Holy Spirit can enable something that looks unclean to feed you, because God's not looking at what the parcel looks like. He's looking at the heart.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you right now. There are some people that have been in your life that have been speaking the mysteries of heaven that we have put to the side because we felt like they weren't the right package or the right vessel. I want to say, yes, they were. And God was actually looking at our heart, looking at their heart. And so Elijah is an interesting character. Why talk about Elijah right now? It says that John the Baptist was going to come in the spirit and the power of Elijah. And then in the end times, we would have the spirit and the power of Elijah manifesting on the earth. So what was Elijah's manifestation of the spirit? He was a man who was under the unction of the Holy Spirit, under the authority of God, and was able to speak the words of God into the earth.
Yeah.
You, me, we have the ability to be enabled in Christ to speak the words of God right now in 2020 on the earth.
Yeah.
I want to say to you, whatever you've been taught about the prophetic, whatever you've been taught about the gifts of the Spirit — the word gifts is never in the Bible, by the way — whatever you've been taught about the graces of the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists and the shepherds, whatever you've been taught about that, I encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to reteach you so you can understand that yes, you are called and yes, you are equipped. Do I believe all are prophets? No. Do I believe all are prophetic? Yes. Because not we're all called to be apostles, but we're all called to be apostolic. Not all of us are called to be evangelists who travel with a tent ministry around the world, but all of us are called to evangelize. Not all of us are called to be teachers of the word. And just on that word teacher, it does not mean this, teaching the Bible. It means teaching the kingdom realm in the New Testament age. It means teaching a new covenant community. It means teaching the new covenant way that Christ established and released to the first saints. Yes, there's going to be obviously some teaching of the Bible there. That's primarily not the gifting of the teacher. The teacher is this. He or she is a person who enables the body of Christ to understand the kingdom realm.
Yeah.
Are we all called to be shepherds? No. But are we all called to shepherd? Yes. You know, I hear people say, well, I'm a pastor of this. There are so many pastors out there that aren't called to be pastors. But what we need to do is we need to have a reclamation, a reorientation, and a recalibration of the graces that God has released. And we need to feel comfortable enough in who He has called us to be. I want you to feel so comfortable in the earth suit that you have and the graces that you've been given that you can be all you've been called to be. I just release permission right now for you to take off the shackles, for you to take off the thoughts, for you to take off all the copycatting, and I release a permission in the Holy Spirit for you to be all He has called you to be. You are unique.
Yes.
You are incredibly created. And you are incredibly creative. And with God, you are going to do incredible things.
Yeah.
I didn't just prophesy that you're going to be a leader, but maybe you will be. But you will be a son and you will be a daughter, and you have full inheritance into your Father's house right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I might start preaching in a moment. We're just going to wait and see what happens. But we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I want to just quickly talk about Gilead, where Elijah came from. And some of you may know that in the Word of God it says that there is a thing called the Baal of Gilead, which is obviously a release about and talked about with Jesus Christ with his healing mantle that he carried on the earth when he was there, and now when he carries it on the earth through the resurrection. And so Gilead means this, and I want to prophesy this to you this morning. Gilead means hills full of testimonies. It means a mass or a mountain of testimonies. You see, through the prophetic realm, through the prophetic gifting, you get enabled into a place of a mountain of testimonies. You get to be a person who is empowered with a mass of testimonies. The prophetic realm enables you to step into a place where there is constant confirmation.
Come on.
Where there is places where you can testify all the time because God is moving.
Yeah.
He is empowering you by His Spirit to speak His words on the earth.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you, young prophet and old prophet, I want to encourage you in the body right now, in the prophetic realm, don't be a person who's trying to get a big word for a big event.
Yeah.
Just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, sometimes what we do in the church, sometimes what we do in the church is we look at someone else getting a gift, and then when we get the gift God's given us, we get jealous because that person's gift looks better than ours.
Yeah.
But I want to say to you this morning, we need to be completely, wholly satisfied and joyful with what He's given us without looking at what He's given somebody else.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because if I play my part to the full and you play your part to the full, we will take this region for Jesus.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not about what someone else has got when I'm looking at them. Because when I look at another brother or sister, I need to look at them with the eyes of Christ and see the treasure within them.
Mm.
And if it is my role to walk with them, then it's my role to draw that treasure out.
Yes.
And it's their role to draw it out of me.
Mm.
The body of Christ, not the leadership of Christ. Christ is the head.
Yes, He is.
Not man, not denominational influence. Not what you think you're doing with God and you're the only other person that hears God.
Mm.
He is the head and we are under Him, and the body is to be equipped for the ministry.
Mm.
What does it look like when a whole region is full of places and spaces where the leadership's role is to build the body up into maturity so every believer can walk in the kingdom realm?
Yeah.
Come on.
I just want to touch on program. Don't apologize, but I want to say this. We cannot, in these days we live in, we cannot substitute the power of God for program. We can't substitute the power of God because we think we won't be able to get people into the building. We can't substitute the power of God for the program thinking that if we do it this way, people might come. We need the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, amen.
I want to say this to you. If you are focusing on the church being built, the kingdom realm will not flow. But if you focus on the kingdom realm and allow the flow in your life, the church will be built naturally.
Amen.
Some places are only supposed to be 200 or 50. Some places are supposed to be 10. Some places are supposed to be 20,000. But what we need to do specifically is not focus on how to build the church. We need to focus on how we step into the kingdom realm, and through that obedience and through that ability to come under the Lordship of Jesus, the church will be built naturally.
Amen.
The greatest way to build church is to be a kingdom son or a kingdom daughter.
Yes.
Who knows what it is to be under spiritual authority? Who knows what it is to link arms with brothers and sisters? And who knows what it is to live in the power of the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
So Gilead, if you've heard about this, the Balm of Gilead, the Balm of Gilead, the trees that it came from were worth twice its weight in silver. These trees are incredible. There's actually no one can find them in 2020. No one can find these trees on the earth anymore. There's substitute trees that people try and get a little bit of the balm of and they give to tourists when they go through. But the reality is this, is that when you move in the prophetic, you move in a realm that enables healing to break out. You release a balm, B-A-L-M, that actually enables calm and peace and rest to flow onto people.
Amen.
When you get around someone who is surrendered in the prophetic realm properly, and they're under fathers and mothers in the faith, what happens is this, is that you start to actually be influenced by the purity and the holiness that is flowing in them.
Mm-hmm.
Without purity and without holiness, Elijah the prophet wouldn't have been able to come on the scene and prophesy to the king.
Okay.
There's going to be no rain. But he had found a place in the wilderness that enabled him to come into and prophesy out of a place of purity and holiness.
That's good.
David, Dahavid, the beloved, he was able to find something in the realm of being a shepherd boy, a realm that was pure and holy. He was able to bring something into that realm where the great giant was, and able to bring the word of the Lord. You see, a lot of people believe that it was his sling that killed Goliath. I believe that it was the word of the Lord that smoked that giant.
Yes.
Because before he threw a sling, he prophesied, "Who is this man who defiles the name of the living God?" And I believe the word created the ability for the action to hit its mark. And what we're doing right now across this nation especially is that we've got a fascination with doing activity rather than hearing the word of the Lord. And I want to encourage you. You might say, this is strong. Yes, it is, but it's encouraging, because we need to come into a place. If we're going into the seas, if we're going into the open waves, if we're going into the ocean itself in the presence of God, we need to be a people that understand that we're not supposed to be doing more activity.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be hearing the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
How do you say prove it? I'll prove it right now. Christ did this. He only ever did, and he only ever said what his Father said and did to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
If he couldn't see it, he didn't do it. And if he didn't hear it, he didn't say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And as a people who are resurrected, as a people who have the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead living in us, we need to be a people who see what the Father is showing us and hear what the Father is saying and then move out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great stuff gets done in Christian world. A lot of great stuff gets done in the charitable world. But is it what he has called us?
Mm-hmm.
Is it what he has shown us? Is it what he has said to us to do? Hearing the voice of God in this hour is the most critical skill that any believer, whether you are 4 years old or 44 years old or 88 years old, whatever age you are, the greatest skill you need to harness and that you need to keep on refining is the hearing the voice of God.
Yeah.
By hearing the voice of God, you can step into any place, in any time, in any environment, in any weather system, so to speak, and you can have full assurance that he is good and that you can have full peace and rest in that moment.
Yeah.
Let's be a people that don't just want the prophetic gift to have some cool word go out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's seek the heart of the Father, who is the author and the pioneer of all prophetic things, so we can be full of holiness, truth, and obedience to what the Word of God wants us to do.
Yeah.
Amen.